On this episode of Keeping Up With The Tea, today, Colby is not on this podcast for the first episode, sadly. But we do have a website. It is called Just Because. Please subscribe, comment on all the videos, and all of the products on there. I would love that, and she would too. Today, we're really just going to talk about quarantine, for real. Really, I've been sitting in the house all day. I was not taking care of myself. I was not exercising. I didn't go anywhere. But about 2 weeks ago, 2 to 4 weeks ago, I started working out, waking up early, exercising extreme amount, and I didn't see any results. So as of right now, I am doing the Shred program. It's a book. It's called Super Shred. It's a 4-week program that claims to lose 20 pounds on it. Well, I have started day one and I already feel better, even though it is a lot more protein than I'm used to. I still feel energized and everything, but like really, I really want to hear from like what you guys think. But quarantine is rough right now. Like, I know stores are opening up and people are trying to come out now, but I really don't trust it at this point. Like, I know the government says not to talk about it, but at this point, what else can you do? Like, I talk to my best friend every day, which is Colby. And we were just talking about the other day that how hard it is to not see each other and not see our loved ones like we regularly should. Even though I do see my family every day. I live with them, obviously, but it just kind of puts you in a slump after a while. So, like, really, things that I've picked up while we're in quarantine, I've been journaling, like, on times that I don't feel the best, or I'm having good days or bad days, or, like, really what I'm feeling, and it really does help me, specifically. If you guys hear any background noise, it is because of the outside noise. But, yeah, I really wanted to do a podcast originally before we became quarantined, but I just didn't really have the motivation to do so, especially with all the activities that I was participating in. I really do miss track. I love track. Track season is where everyone comes together and we compete really hard, but then again, it's a team sport, but then it's also individual mental sport. And, like, really, at my age, I should be able to get out more. I do feel bad for seniors in high school. Like, really, me being a junior is completely different. I feel bad for the fact that the seniors and upperclassmen have to graduate online through a computer screen. But, I mean, I'm just really happy that everyone's safe at the current moment, because the death rates have gone up so much since this all happened. And it's really sad. But we all should be very thankful that we have our families and that we have someone to talk to and someone who understands like me. And I bet you have a whole lot of other people in your life that are helping you through this rough time. Like, I've been really recently, since my grandparents live, like, right up the street, right around the block, I go and see them, actually, 2 to 3 times a week at most. And I'm very blessed to be able to go over there Like, I'm not trying to be religious or anything. I'm just saying, like, because I am a religious person, I am truly blessed to have my grandparents over across the way. And I get to see them, and I'm happy they're all well. Have my dog. Like, it's really a fun experience for, like, getting closer to my family. But at the same time, I can't see all of my friends that I want to see. So all my friends, you know who I am, Jossie. I miss you guys. I truly do. I miss seeing you guys' faces every day. It's really kind of hard, but, like, for me, I have an iPhone, specifically a smartphone, and I can FaceTime, like, Zoom call your friends, literally. Zoom call everyone if you have the capability to do so. Do all of that, because in the long run, if something happened, you would really regret it. But, yeah, I feel like people don't think they have anything to do. Like, me creating this podcast with my best friend has been an interesting process. We've been up, down, all over with, like, designs for the art and the way we want to talk about things. And should we talk about this? And, like, we just went through so many circles on what we should talk about. And one day we were just talking regularly, like we always do. And I was like, do you realize, like, this is perfect on what we should talk about? We should just be natural and talk about it, not always write up something to talk about, because sometimes that's not always the case. That's not always an opportunity that you can take. Amazon has been my best friend, one of my close friends during this time. And everyone out there that has gotten fired, furloughed, everything, just know that you are an amazing person. And don't take it completely personal, because you know what my parents have always told me, there's always something better out there for you. I really, like with my job, I really miss my job, but I can't instantly go back and make the workplace more vulnerable with me maybe having the COVID-19 issue. I could make a whole lot of kids sick, and I would never want to do that. That would never be my goal. I love kids. I would never want them to be sick. But eventually, let me know on the website also. How do you feel about these issues? Like, I know that YouTube sometimes won't let people talk about how they feel about COVID-19 and the coronavirus and how everything's going, but I just want to say, everyone stay inside no matter what happens. Stay together with the people that love you. And if you're going through a rough patch right now, it's going to be okay. Trust me, I am a witness of that. But yeah, this is the first episode. I was a little nervous to even try to make the episode today, because I was like, what if people don't like it? What if I don't like it? What if it doesn't work out the way we want it to work out? And Colby told me, and she was like, this podcast should be to make people feel stronger and make them feel happier and feel like they have a best friend and build a friendship within the podcast. And I was like, yeah, you're so right. Like, when I was younger, if I got advice from anyone, it would be my parents. And you would be constantly thinking about, like, what ifs, but you wouldn't have an option. And they were always there for me. So Colby and I just always want to be there for you guys. And I appreciate you listening. It probably takes a lot. Like, what kind of podcast is this? Like, we're just here to spread love and laughter. And it might be called Keeping Up With The Tea, but literally, like, it's just to make people laugh and cry and feel emotion, because that's literally the most humane things you could do, like, really. But stay safe, stay inside, wipe off all of your items that get shipped to you, please, wear gloves, mask, and always laugh. Always. It's the best medicine possible. So, just to say, this podcast episode is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is what helped me boost this podcast up with Colby, and without it, we would not be making this. So thank you so much to Anchor. It literally is a platform to set up your recording, set up background music, set up how you want your podcast to sound and look. And it's so easy to do. It's literally a couple clicks and you're done. There's no real editing involved. And I literally could get on my phone and record an episode of Keeping Up With The Tea right now. Thank you so much to Anchor again. And without you guys, and without the support of everyone, this would not be happening. So, again, thank you to Anchor. I'm going to keep saying it because it's the only way I could have made this podcast a success so far. Because success grows gradually. But, yeah. So, also, go to our website. It is going to be linked in the description. So please go to the site. It has no content on it yet, but it will. And enjoy your day, night, wherever you guys are in the world. And thank you for listening to me and Colby's podcast. Okay, bye.